Speaking about Tribe One, for people who haven't heard about you before, we are speaking with Nionu Span. Nionu was my guest for Spirit in Action a couple years ago, but the way that I got to know about Nionu was through Tribe One. That's normally spelled T-R-I-B-E, and then the digit one. But on Facebook, look for Tribe One One, T-R-I-B-E, digit one, O-N-E. So it was through Tribe One that I got a glimpse of you and of your music. Why don't you tell the folks just who and what Tribe One is, Nionu?
Well, it came about, it's one of those always dreams. I cannot quite think of a time when I did not want to be a part of a singing group. And as I got a little, originally, of course, it was to be a part of a pop singing group. And then as my life went on, and when I was in my 30s, kind of began to be more important to me that my music carry messages that felt aligned with my spirit and, you know, my convictions about justice, as well as my beliefs about wholeness and peace. You know, I started to really have a yearning to have my music be expressed with a lot of harmony and dance and drumming. My sister, who is also a singer, I called her and I said, I think it's time, you know, to start a group. So we had our first meeting together with the original members, which included my sister Diane and I, and a guy named Kevin Parker, who actually has just returned to Tribe after several years of being away, and Ingrid Lakey, who many will know, many of your listeners will know, who also lives in Philadelphia and is an activist, an amazing singer. And Jonathan Snipes, who is also a Quaker, who lives in the Bucks County area of Pennsylvania. And he and I did some consulting and workshops together. And one day we were putting the chairs in a circle and he was just humming and singing something. And my ears perked up and I said, wow, you can really sing. And he was like, what, me? And there was one other woman, Matt Rochester, who really didn't travel much past those first couple of rehearsals. But this core of us started working together and singing together. I remember that one of the very first songs that we began to pull together and arrange for our voices is called We Are One, and it's a Tribe One song that just about every performance we either have it planned to sing or it gets called on. So I see it as sort of the very central song. And we went from there, you know, had our first performances in 94. And the group grew to be as large as 12. I think 12 was our largest size. We're about 9 or 10 now. I always go back and forth because when you include the drummers, I think we're 9. So that's how we started. And it's been mainly my music that we sing, songs that I've composed, but we've had other composers. Definitely my sister Diane composed some of our major songs. Benson Sebastian, who joined the group pretty early on and was actually a student of mine when I taught high school at Oakwood French School up in Poughkeepsie, New York. He has an amazing voice, is an amazing writer. And then later, in the later years, some of the members who did not see themselves as songwriters have composed a song or two that has become just powerful parts of our repertoire. Jonathan Snipes has written a couple of songs, and Ingrid Lakey actually sings and performs one of her pieces along with our voices. It's the first cut on the Waymaker CD.